In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Again, we have something to celebrate today. This is the last celebration of this Christmas season. We close today this time of Nativity of our Lord with the feast day of the baptism of Jesus Christ. Jesus is going to River Jordan asking John the Baptist for baptism. Today is perfect day to remind our baptism. Probably in most cases we as small kids were brought to the church by our parents and grandparents, and we received the baptism. We need to pray for our parents, for our grandparents. In many occasions they are no more with us, and give thanks to God for this first and unique sacrament that we receive. Brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John to Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Maybe some of you coming inside the church this morning and seeing these two TVs ready for the presentation thought that there will be no homily today. We will have both homily and video. After communion, we will have very short, probably 3-4 minutes, video about the celebration that in our diocese we start in this 2020. We celebrate the anniversary of 150 years of existence of our diocese. And Bishop and the office in Jacksonville, they decided that today in every church of our diocese we will have this short presentation at the beginning of this anniversary. And now to our topic for today. It means baptism. I would like to start with story. I'm not sure it's real, but knowing something about the man about whom I would like to talk, it is very possible. It is a story about a man who worked many years in the original Ford Motor Company plant in Detroit, Michigan. It was still in the beginning in time of Henry Ford. And this man had this custom to borrow some stuff from the plant. It means practically every day he went home carrying a small part of car or a tool or something like that. And of course, he never intended to give it back, while the management never condoned this practice. Everything was normal. practically every day the man went home with something in his pocket. But one day, after short preparation, he decided to receive a baptism. And he really took this baptism seriously. He decided that from the day of his baptism, he would totally change his life. And on the next day after baptism, he came to the camp with his truck full of this stuff that during years and years he took from the camp. It means car parts and tools. And he told to the foreman that he really is sorry and really he didn't want to steal them. Everything now is back. The foreman was so astonished and surprised that he decided to contact the owner of the pen. And before, he was at that time in Europe, and he sent him a message, of course not a message in our understanding, a text message or email, but way that they had to communicate, probably telegram, telegraph, describing the whole situation. And Henry Ford responded with two-line message. Plug up the Detroit River. Baptize the entire plant. It is possible that this story happened, but it describes in certain way what the baptism is and how we need to treat our baptism. We need to talk about baptism not only as a sacrament but also as John's baptism, because today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, and we celebrate Lord Jesus Christ coming to John the Baptist to the river Jordan and asking him for baptism. And usually with this day of the baptism of the Lord, we stop our celebrations of Christmas. Today our decorations are for the last time in this liturgical year. And starting tomorrow, we are changing from Christmas time to ordinary time. We start to think about Jesus as a baby Jesus, infant Jesus. From today, we celebrate an adult Jesus. Jesus starting his public ministry of our salvation, of our possibility to meet him in heavenly kingdom. The baptism of the Lord Jesus by John the Baptist is an important moment in Jesus' life with profound significance. It is such important that practically every evangelist is describing this moment. St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke speak of this event. They are, of course, describing the moment of baptism in slightly different way, but definitely they give us know that something like that happened. That this is the moment of Jesus' public ministry. But when we really think about Jesus' baptism, we need to think why. Why Jesus is asking John the Baptist to be baptized? We know that John's baptism is baptism of reconciliation, baptism of forgiveness, baptism of repentance. Was Jesus a sinner and he needed repentance and reconciliation and forgiveness? Of course not. Jesus is God, but he went to John asking him, and even John was not very happy with this idea. He said, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me. Jesus repeats, allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And then John allows him. So, why we are even talking about Jesus' baptism? Why did Jesus, the sinless one, submit himself to John's baptism? There are at least three reasons. First, Jesus did it to show the unity with us, solidarity with the human race. Jesus wanted to experience everything what is human, but sin. Jesus wanted to pass through everything what we pass also. Secondly, he did it to sanctify the water. It is not that water is sanctifying Jesus. Jesus is sanctifying the water in which he is baptized. When we are baptized, the original sin, as well as personal sins, are washed away. Also, because of Jesus' baptism. And finally, the third reason is the manifestation of the Holy Trinity. We see in baptism again that Jesus is one person of Blessed Trinity. Holy Spirit is descending like a dove, and God the Father is speaking, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Here we see that Jesus is filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit and is declared by God the Father as his beloved Son. And this is also what happens with us during our baptism. We are filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit during our baptism. Each of us, during baptism, we receive our individual names. Mary, John, Joseph, any other name. But also, all of us, we receive the same name. We are daughters and sons of God. As God said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. In our baptism, God is saying, you are my beloved daughter, you are my beloved son. At the beginning, I said that this Sunday of the baptism of the Lord is a good opportunity for us to remind our baptism and people who were involved in our baptism. It's probably a good opportunity to pray for our parents, especially the parents who are already deceased. How often, when it was the last time when you pray for your godparents, do you still remember them? Do you still remember their names? Maybe today is also a good idea to pray for them. Today, Church invites all of us to renew our own baptismal promises so that we can live ever more transparently as a disciples of Christ, trying to do what is right and good and beautiful. It is why I invite all of you now to rise up and to do this renewal of baptismal promises. I'm asking all of you, do you reject Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Catholic Church, in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting?
I do.
God, the all-powerful Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and forgiven all our sins. May he also keep us faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us bring our prayers before our loving Father. For the Church, that this year may bring a continuation of evangelization efforts among all people, encouraging them to carry out God's mission of love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to hatred and violence, that a serious commitment to the work of peace and unity may prevail every corner of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parents, that they may always honor and respect their roles as the first teacher of the Catholic faith to their children, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For each of us here, and the grace this week to live our baptismal promises with joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our family members who are ill, may they enjoy the consolation of the Lord and the presence of their loved ones, and for all caregivers of the ill, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died to enjoy eternal life, especially Jerry Thompson, may they come into the light of God's presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the soul of Christian people, for whom this Mass is offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our own personal intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,